Peter wrote us to ask, I wonder if you've ever looked at different sizes of audio files when in various file formats. I know some formats are lossy, but a 1 hour stereo 16 bits file would be over 600 megabytes for a, is it called a WAV file? WAV?
Yeah. Yep.
But only 114 megabytes for WMA. Okay. 93.9 megabytes for FLAC.
Yep.
83.3 megabytes for...
That's really impressive for FLAC to be that small.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes. For ACC and 54.9...
AAC.
AAC, sorry. Yeah, AC, sorry. ACC. Okay. AAC and 54.9 megabytes for MP3.
So we're comparing different file formats for audio and thinking about the size that the file becomes.
Okay. The best audio format still seems to be MP3, even though it's not technically supported anymore. All of these formats are supported by my wife Mary's 8GB MP3 player, so I'm just curious what would be the best format to use to fit a ton of audiobooks on it. Any suggestions?
Oh, okay. Yeah, MP3 is probably the most widely supported as far as devices go. And I use MP3 because I can just drag and drop it onto anything and it plays.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you start going into like AAC even, WMA, is it?
Yeah.
The Windows Media Audio. It's a proprietary codec for Windows Media, so...
It won't work on all devices.
It won't play on all devices. Some may have paid for the patents or whatever they are to be able to use them.
Well, that's the thing with MP3 and WAV, they're very open. And the thing is, when you compare the two, MP3 is the compressed format.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're going to be saving a lot more space when it comes to that, as you can saw in that analysis, right?
Right. So we have to look at it this way. So WAV is lossless. So this is what lossless means. It is raw audio. It sounds like it sounds, and there's no loss to the sound. That's why it's called lossless. Lossy means MP3 takes that and removes the stuff that isn't necessarily needed, stuff that's outside of the audible spectrum. So things in the 24,000 hertz, it's going to remove those things because the human ear can't hear it anyway, so why bloat the file with it?
Yeah.
It does that, and then it compresses, and you can lose quality. So what it comes down to then, Peter, is figuring out what your ears are capable of hearing. And we know that we're like 20 to 20,000 hertz. Mm-hmm. We know that the human voice is much, much different than that. We might be, what do you think, about 70 to 14,000 hertz?
Yeah, and
maybe.
I am.
So, well, so there, this knowing the spectrum, we can save some space.
Well, I would honestly just say stay with MP3 this time because
file format, that's the container.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing, because when you say it's unsupported or whatever, it's it's still supported. It's just was it the patent or something that finally came up? Or
is it like the creators of it have said, you know what,
we're not gonna be.
We're not going to continue supporting it. We're not going to continue developing it.
Yeah. It's like Windows, I don't know, Windows...
AVI.
Yeah, something
like
that.
AVI containers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So MP3 is a container. Mm-hmm. It's the file format, but what happens within it, and it is the codec as well. So it's MPEG layer 3. So a file container, so that's the .MP3 or .WMV or WMA. That's the container, and then the codec is what's inside of that to actually play. Mm-hmm. So when we understand the relation of those two things, so MP3 being a compressed format, we can compress it at all kinds of levels using a variety of different styles of MP3. Like, do we want to use CBR, you may have heard of, constant bitrate. Variable bitrate is saying, hey, I know that it's, I want it to sound about this good, but then when the drums start kicking in, I want it to step up a little bit because there's so much more stuff happening that we need more data in that moment. Yeah. But then when it goes down to a hush, all of a sudden we can drop down. So variable bitrate says, oh, I can save some space here because they're whispering and there's nothing going on. So variable bitrate will save you a lot of space while still maintaining overall audio quality. Could we do some demonstrating of how this kind of works?
Yes.
A couple other things to remember. If you have, so generally speaking, a good quality, like CD quality sound file is going to be what, 44.1 kilohertz, and that's CD. So that's the frequency response or the frequency of the file itself, okay? A lot of numbers to throw out there, but there's a difference between frequency and bit rate. 44.1 kilohertz is CD quality, 48 is better than CD quality, 16 is way worse. Okay, like telephone quality. So bit rate, on the other hand, is how many bits of data per second are we going to have happening? So you've seen like a 44.1 kilohertz file with 128 kilobits per second bit rate. Mm-hmm. So that's like close to CD. 192 would probably be closer to CD quality, and you can go as high as like 320 in the CBR spectrum. So then there's another thing that affects your file size. I'm throwing a lot of data out there. Is it stereo or mono audio? Mm. So
okay.
If you put on a pair of headphones and you're listening to music, you hear all the stuff going on around. If you're listening to audiobooks like Mary is, and they have music, and it's all around, and there's things happening over there, and if you close your eyes or whatever, you can hear things all around. Mm-hmm. That's stereo sound. If it's recorded in binaural audio, so it's 3D, 360 audio, mm-hmm. that's stereo sound. So you have to use stereo sound if you want that effect.
That would be the best way to listen to an audiobook. Could you imagine if you were just like your eyes were closed and you were just sitting on the couch?
Oh, yeah. And you
were like
creeping
in
up behind you?
It's like you're in the book, like you're in the movie, and you can hear them talking like
ASMR all the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Shh. They're coming up behind.
Kind of whispering ASMR in your ear. That?
He's rubbing my earlobe. The Ferengis go crazy. So if it's a stereo file in that it has to be both sides and it's surrounding you, then that's going to use twice as much data for the same amount of quality. Mm-hmm. So we know then that if it's just someone talking, it's an audiobook, they're speaking into a microphone, they're reading to you, then it's probably doable in mono because it's the same thing on both sides and they're just talking to you, and so we can get away with mono. So now that we can make it a mono file, we can actually reduce the quality exactly in half in mono, and it's going to be the same audio quality perceptively as the stereo file with twice the quality. Mm-hmm. So that means twice the file size. Okay, if it's 100 megs in stereo, we can cut everything in half and make it mono. It will sound the same to us, but it will only be 50 megs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. That's what I mean by this. Okay, I'm gonna jump over to my laptop. My wife, Becca, is an author, and Category 5 TV Network is we're actually launching a series of audiobooks. Ooh. So, Mary, you may enjoy these. They are coming soon. We're working on our first non-seasonal audiobooks, and then we have one at Halloween, and we have one book for Christmas as well.
Spoopy.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a couple here, and if I click on one, this is a stereophonic file.
Category 5.tv.
Windows
like
along the left side of the room, suffusing the contours of ancient equipment.
That's kind of boring to look at.
And myriad trash, along with tables and conveyor belts whose surfaces had collected dirt, dead insects, and chunks of machine.
But Becca's voice is dead center. Mm-hmm. So with an audiobook like this, it's produced, it's got music, it's got sound effects, things happen all around you.
Yeah.
In stereo, you're going to get a better effect, but if we want to really cram enough files onto that MP3 player, we can go with mono and we do just fine. Mm-hmm. So, Peter, let's look at how we can actually do that. I'm here on Debian 9, and this will be the same on any Linux distribution. So I'm going to go on mine, it's going to be SU to become root. On yours, if it's Ubuntu, it might be sudo su. But now what I want to do is apt-get update. Whoop, update. Update. I'm going to install a quick little program here. Apt-get install. Oh, is it looking... my machine is... Whoa.
Hello.
My machine is looking on the CD. I wonder if it will work. Apt-get install lame is what... It's actually awesome. Don't let it...
Nice.
Lame.
It's actually awesome.
He said it.
I need to just quickly add sources because my system was installed from Flash, and I haven't ever... There we go. I'm going to remove the CD-ROM repository. Okay. Apt-get update, or apt-update. Okay. Apt-install lame. No. Which repositories? Sorry, you don't need to worry about this aspect, Peter. This is just me. That's stretch updates. I need a couple other... I may need to plug in my... Just to... Make it happen quick. come on, where's LAME located? Okay, I've got my flash drive here. I apologize. Should have tested this. This is one of those things where it's like, okay, well we don't ever know what's going to happen.
Well, if something happens now, they know how to handle it. Just do it the Robbie way. Have that flash drive and
just plug in the flash drive.
Okay, has everything you need.
Am I not going to be able to get LAME? That is so LAME.
You said it a second time.
I know.
Firefox.
In the meantime,
Debian9sources.list. Let's see if I can get a proper sources list here. Because mine is missing a bunch of stuff.
Sudo apt purge nano, the first thing I type on a new system.
What? No. Nano's a great editor. Come on now. Okay. Peter, I apologize, and viewers at home. I'm just grabbing some... Okay, here are some source lists. I don't have a good source list because I installed from the optical media. So I'm just going to grab the demo from the Debian site with the non-free components.
Don't forget the map. This is Lyndon.
Apt-get update. Now we're getting it from the web. There we go. That's where it was supposed to start, folks.
The interwebs.
So, Peter, now I've done the apt-get update. It's just going to grab my current repositories. Fantastic. And then we're going to install the application called LAME.
LAME. It's so LAME.
Apt-get install LAME. There it goes. There are so many things in this world that are LAME. LAME is
not one of them.
It's actually awesome. What is it? It's an MP3 decoder encoder for Linux, whatever. You can install it and do anything you want with these MP3 files. Okay, so I'm going to jump on my desktop and then into the audiobooks folder. I've got those two MP3 files there. And if I look at them, the one I'm looking at is Garen, and it is 27 megabytes. So what I want you to do is, first of all, you'll notice if you do lame-help, there isn't a lot of information there. So instead, I want you to learn to go man lame. Man, that's lame! Man, lame.
Bruh.
All right, so here's our manual. So first off, we've got options, okay? So this is what we're looking for, but these are the input options. LAME is going to recognize an MP3 file as an MP3 file, so I don't need to worry about any of the input options. Okay. Just leave them be, and you're fine. So let's get down to our actual encoding. Here we go. Operational options. So this is where I would take a pen. May I borrow your pen?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. So I'm going to look at this, and I'm going to say, okay, mode. I know this is an audiobook, Peter, so I want to do mono. So for mode, we do -M, and then for mono, we do, scroll down just a little ways here. See that? Mono is M. So my actual command is going to be -M space M for mono. So it's going to change the mode to mono. Now let's continue on in the man pages and see what else we need. -A is for if you are using a PCM source, don't worry about it because your source is MP3. -D allows the left and right channels to use different block size types, not applicable. Free format decode, we don't need any of that. Keep going. Replay gain, you probably don't need that, but that is just a way of telling your MP3 player if it's compatible with MP3 gain that, you know, these are the maximum and minimum levels, and it will try to equalize them for you. But cool. The audio should be all right. Keep skipping. And what else do we need? -Q for quality. Okay, so -Q. We want to set our quality to something that's going to be pretty good. Looking at this, -Q0 is nuts. -Q0 says the quality of this encoder is so darn good that it's probably ridiculous. It doesn't affect the file size. All it does is it just takes more time. So if you're working on a really, really big file, doing -Q0 is going to be nuts as far as the time goes versus -Q4. 4 would be faster, but a little less quality, whether it's perceptible or not. But I have a fast computer, so I always do the... I don't mind waiting for it, so I'll do -Q0. Next up, -H simply adds some high-quality improvements to the lame encoder. Why would I not do that? Because you want something fast. If you want something fast, don't do all the high-quality stuff because it takes more time. If you don't mind waiting, hey, do -H. You see that? Use some quality improvements. Encoding will be slower, but the result will be of higher quality. Doesn't affect the file size. Okay, so do we want constant bit rate, which is the CBR? No, we want to go, we talked about it, we don't want ABR either, that's the average bit rate. We want VBR, the variable bit rate. I've already described what that does. So we're going to use the new variable bit rate. So we're going to go --VBR-new. You see that on your screen? And then our VBR quality, that's right here, our variable bit rate, and -V, and then the number is the actual quality of our VBR file. Zero being the highest quality, 9 being the worst quality. Figure that one out. Probably compression ratio.
Yeah.
So we're going to, you know what, I'm going to leave -V as is, so the default is 4. I'm happy with that. If I go any lower than that, it will be a larger file. If I go higher, I'm going to lose quality. So our bit rate with a lowercase b, that is that's the bit rate. So this is the kind of the where we're averaging things. So -B, I know that it's speech. We talked about how if we're doing mono, we can cut things in half. So we know that this is 192 or 128 kilobits per second. Mm-hmm. If I cut that in half, it's going to sound exactly the same.
Because it's mono.
Because it's mono.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can go as low as 64 without affecting the sound quality.
Nice.
It's going to be half the file size. So let's try that. Let's go -B, that's a lowercase b, 64. I'm jotting this down so that we get the full commands. Uppercase B, that's the maximum allowed bit rate. Why would you want to do that? Because you really want control over the file size. So I'm going to say, you know, I want the minimum to be, I set it to 64. I'm going to explain in a second why we're going to actually go lower than that. Mm-hmm. But I want the maximum to be 96, say, for example, so that the file size is controlled. So what variable bit rate encoding does is it looks at the file, Peter, and it says, okay, we're right now, if we had this bit rate, we're going to have good quality, and it's going to fluctuate between the minimum and maximums that you have set. So again, if we're whispering, if we're talking like this, there's no drums, okay, there's no keyboards, there's nothing, we could drop down to 8 kilobits per second, and it'll still sound fantastic because it's just my voice.
Okay.
Okay? Audiobooks, very, very common. So the lowercase b, I'm going to say, no, we're not going to go with 64. I'm going to go down to 8. 8. And our maximum, let's go up to, so that's a capital B, -B. And I'm going to post all of this in the show notes below. So make sure you check out our website, category5.tv, or if you're on YouTube, you'll see that in the notes. Capital B, we are going to go with a higher bit rate than that. We're going to go with 96. I'm going to say that is the absolute maximum that I want to hit as far as my variable bit rate goes. And that's it. That's all that I need. So I've got -MM. We know what it means. Convert it to mono. -Q0, really good quality at the behest of speed. And then we've got -H for high quality stuff. VBR new is the, so -- VBR -new is the type of encoding we're going to use. -B lowercase is 8, that's the lowest bit rate, and the highest is 96, capital B -96. Let's do it. Okay, so my files. Take Garen and we're going to go lame, and I'm going to start with my command. So -MM mono, -Q0 good quality, -H high quality encoders, -VBR -new. That's our actual format. It's going to be variable bitrate using the new algorithms. -B with a lowercase b is 8. That's the lowest I want to go, is 8 kilobits per second. And then the highest, -B, is 96. Input file, Garen. And then output file, myoutput.mp3. Enter. Boom. There it goes. Now, this is taking an entire audio book, which is a short story, so it's not overly long, but let's see how long this takes us. There it goes. What do you think we're going to... Notice it's mono. Ooh, there we go. All done. LS-LAH. My output is 14 megs. Garen, the original audiobook, was 27 megs. Let's give a quick audio sample just to see. And this is how you're going to do this, Peter, is you're going to try all different kind of bit rates, try all different kinds of settings, mm-hmm. and find out which one is going to work for the audiobooks, and then convert them all to this format to save a lot of space. You can see that already we're saving a ton of space. If I do a media info on Garen by Becca Ferguson, the original... Oh, I don't have media info installed. That's a helpful tool when you're doing this. Install media info. And then run that command again. This tells us all about the codecs and bit rates and file size and all that kind of stuff. So it shows us this original file was constant bit rate, 192 kilobits per second, and lossy... Does it say if it was stereo? Or, yeah, joint stereo. There you go. So now if I look at my new one, media info, my output, you'll see this one now is variable bit rate. Overall bit rate is 84.2 kilobits per second. And we should see that, let's see, format, version, layer 3, lossy. Do we see that it is in mono at all? I'm looking for it. Someone probably spots it. I don't see it. Do you guys see it? Oh, no. They've done it differently. Channels, one channel. That's the same as saying mono. Okay, so let's give it an audio listen. Here's the original. So this is full quality,
okay.
Quite a bit larger.
Category5.tv presents a short story by Becca Ferguson.
Okay, so that's the original. Now let's jump on to my new version.
Category5.tv presents a short story by Becca Ferguson.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you hear how entirely acceptable, and yet, original file, 27 megs, new file, 14.
Very just like cool. That. Just like magic.
We've kept the sound quality pretty close to the same. Now we're using variable bit rate, so it's finding that kind of fluctuating between different bit rates in order to get good sound. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, we're getting similar quality, but in mono, and cutting the file size in half. You can really play around with that. Take that command, Peter, and anyone else watching this and thinking, hey, this is kind of neat, and say, okay, now let's say my lowest is 8 and my highest is 32, and try that. Because you can keep experimenting and say, what kind of difference is that going to make? So now the highest bit rate it can touch mm-hmm. is 32.
Right.
That's nutty Spooky. Low. But we're mono now, so that's actually the equivalent of 64 kilobits per second, mm-hmm. which is half of 128, which is CD quality.
Right.
So it should Sneaky. Be quite bearable. Let's look at the file size difference. Bless you.
Thank you.
This file now is only 7.4 megabytes. Original file...
Category5.tv presents a short story by Becca Ferguson.
Okay. New file. This is the super duper tiny one, 7.7 megs.
Category5.tv presents a short story by Becca Ferguson.
You hear what happened there?
Yeah.
We start to hear a little bit of tinniness. So you experiment with those, take it up to 64 instead of 96. And play around and get the sound that you're looking for. But you can see how you can fluctuate the sound, improve the quality as you make changes to those numbers.
Cool.
So thanks for the question. I hope that that's helped you out. Nice thing about LAME is because it is a Bash terminal application, you can code it into scripts. You can add it to servers. You can do all kinds of stuff. We use it here at the show for our MP3 RSS feeds. So when you download an MP3 for our podcasts, on any of our shows, it's all created using LAME through a script that runs on a cron job.
Right.
Done and done. There you have it.